Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me, it's a young man from a farm. It's Ben.
Did you read my employer's Facebook profile of me when I signed up? Because that's what they said. They did me fucking dirty in that profile. They said I was a farmer from Wisconsin and that I'm interested in and that this is interesting because I like reading books and writing poetry, and that's not very common for farmers. Fucking
wow.
Unbelievable. It was something to love. It was like, that's paraphrasing, but it was definitely in that vein. It's like, close enough. I'm not a farmer. I'm surrounded by farms. There's a difference. Oh. You know who else was surrounded by farms?
Clark Kent.
Yeah. From specifically the Clark Kent from My Adventures with Superman. The 2023 anime cartoon vision of Superman. Yeah.
It's animation.
Animation, yeah.
It's animated. Yeah. It's animated in Korea.
Okay, yeah, sure. Koreamation, yeah.
It looks more like Avatar than other things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like anime, but it's not like fucking Batman.
No. I mean Batman, which was animated in Japan.
And, yeah, okay,
in Korea,
yeah.
Probably. I think so.
This was also like, I mean, I guess I don't know about like plan, but we were definitely going to check out Superman, the animated series first, but then this came along and also was real good. Without having seen animated series Superman, I think
90s Superman.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be pretty, like, I'm not, I can spot the shit in this that I'm like not gonna have expectations for that. Like I can separate that shit pretty well in my brain, I think. But you know, it's like you said, we talked a little bit about it'll be interesting coming from this to that. Just how it affects stuff. But like,
yeah, I'll be interested on your perspective on that, because that will not be my experience, but it will be yours. It will be very, very different on that end.
Yeah.
In terms of which Superman show you watched first.
I have a hunch. Maybe it'll be wrong. I feel like the lowest stuff isn't gonna be up there. Isn't gonna be this shit was like great. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It seems like a pretty high bar, but you know, I'm not going in with that expectation, so that's also important.
Yeah, let's just get it. The Clark and Lois stuff in this show is fucking 11 out of 10.
Oh, dude,
it's very good.
Incredible. They're both such dorks.
And I'd say in a way that, you know, no other version of Superman I've seen, including the comics, has matched.
Yeah.
like I don't have another example to point to that's as close to this, because this was just fucking great.
Oh dude, it was so good.
In terms of like, you know, mostly like, it's more like YA vibes.
Yeah, in a great way.
And like, yeah,
dude,
in a way that like other Superman stuff isn't.
The fact that like,
although I think there's some like fucking YA books about Lois or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. Dude, the buildup was so fucking good. They're both just such dorks. And like,
yes,
going through the shit and like the, I don't know. For me, like the moment is like when she takes off her fucking jacket, right? And he takes off his jacket. Of course, like Clark is jacked beyond all belief. Like, he's just fucking shredded as hell. But the fact that for her, like, whoever made the decision the excellent decision to have her like sexy reveal just be her fucking back because she's in a nice shirt. Oh, incredible. Fucking incredible. Because not only is it like accurate, yeah, but it's realistic as hell. Like, you don't need to do like risque shit. It's just like, yeah, man, if you like a girl and like all this shit is going on and you're like the relationship is building up and then like you see her in that outfit, you're gonna lose your damn mind. And then for her seeing him, yeah, and I mean obviously she's like, oh my fucking god. That's why they call him the Man of Steel.
I would also say like this Lois gets to be flawed in ways that even like a lot of great Lois versions don't.
Elaborate for those not in the know. What other Lois versions?
Well, like, yeah, sure. Well, like the Max Fleischer version is kind of like the epitome of like just the no nonsense, getting rocking right up to a robot and with like no fear and getting kidnapped or whatever.
Yeah.
Like just being tough as nails is so much of like standard Lois.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's just, it'll get to be more flawed, mostly because like this is a much younger Lois than usually.
Oh yeah,
we get.
I feel like from what I knew of the character, that seemed to be the case.
Like a Lois who's not already established as a reporter is novel. I would say.
I mean, dude, that shit was great though. Like her like wanting to become established and how they went about it, and just like the interactions that come from it. Fucking. Don't call me chief. Bye, chief. Like fucking.
Well, that's. Don't call me chief. Chief, that is like the classic Perry White joke.
Oh, hell yeah. That shit's good.
It's like that and him. The one they don't do is him saying Great Caesar's ghost all the time.
Yeah, that would have.
Those are like the two classic Perry White bits. Is don't call me chief. And him saying Great Caesar's ghost. That's like it.
Interesting. No, that, I mean, just all that shit was so good. I'll be real. And I did, I was forced to eat my words. I really didn't like Jimmy Olsen for like a stretch there. Cause like, I don't know, kind of similar to you with like the conspiracy shit in Godzilla or whatever. I don't like the aliens, the Bigfoot, like we're going to chase like that. Just, I don't care for it. It does less than nothing for me.
Sure.
And then as soon as I opened my mouth to it, opened my mouth about it to you, they like stopped. Cause then the Superman reveal happened. I'm like, okay, well, fine. As usual, I complain and now I look like an idiot.
Yeah.
As it goes.
No, they're, like this Jimmy Olsen, there's a lot of Sokka in this Jimmy Olsen.
That's very true. Yeah, that's very true. Dude, I'll be real. His lone wolf episode was pretty good. Nah, you're gonna be a lone wolf. I'm not a lone wolf. Nah, lone wolf.
That episode was great. All the like side character stuff, the like
fucking justice
slice poison? Of life. The slice of life stuff is all so good. It's too bad the supervillain stuff is so mid.
Yep. I mean, I talked about it with you. I'm sure it's come up on the podcast as well, but like I'm just not a fan. Look, I know the military is bad. It's not that I dislike bad mouthing the military. I'm the first in line to do so. I just hate seeing that trope, maybe because like stupid people at the top of our political systems is a little too real for me. So
sure.
I just don't like the whole, oh, we're after the clearly this is the alien that tried to attack Earth and now we're not even going to ask questions. Just fucking shoot first. It's not what I'm here for. I they kind of forced me to eat my words a little bit. I keep having to suck up all this shit because right at the end, like the general, like and all that shit. And he like, clearly he's faltering a little bit, which thank fucking God, I need someone to be faltering a little bit in that regard. I can handle that trope if there's like another person in the military or something who's like balancing it by being like, guys, I need that person sure. in the military, I think. And it makes it feel a lot better. Because it gives me a little bit of, me a little bit of hope in reality.
Oh, that's them pulling the wool over your eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, look, I just don't think they do that trope. They don't do anything with that trope, right?
Yeah,
like
no,
they're just doing it. And the part of it that I actually don't like for me is the way they tie all the supervillains together makes them less unique and less interesting.
Yeah.
And like everything has that same like tech vibe.
Yep.
All the villains, and it just gets boring, and it's like playing it very safe in a way that like is like what I would expect from like the modern movie version of Superman to be. And it just hurts that much harder for me because in every other respect, the show is like getting Superman so right. And then when it comes to the villains, it's like playing it so boring and like safe. And like, we have to make it more realistic or whatever and less like just silly.
Yeah.
like the way that even the Kryptonian tech is done.
Yeah,
because it's all playing into the same thing, and like a way of making that all one thing just makes it all more generic and less compelling.
Just a quick aside,
and I'm saying that when like they make a big parasite kaiju fight,
dude,
and I'm like, this could be so much more. It's kind of funny. That's how I feel.
Just a quick aside, if people hear me getting slightly quieter and quieter over the course of this, it's because I'm lowering my gain as people in the other room start talking louder.
Oh, God.
Falling into a hole.
Speak up.
Yeah. I'm, getting real close to the mic. It looks fine in Audacity, so that's what's important.
Yeah.
And you can't hear anyone yelling in the background, right? I guess, maybe.
I can
faintly
hear some stuff.
Yeah, we'll
but it's fine.
It's all in a foreign language anyway. Anyway.
As long as you keep talking.
Yeah, I'll just never, ever stop talking. No, so in regard to the villain thing, I mean, that's definitely where I'm probably at the advantage because I don't really have much experience. So I didn't think any of it was like super incredible. There were some of the tech designs I really like, and I like in general, I like the concept of that shit. I think it's pretty cool, but like, yeah, the fact that it's all kind of coming back to that, like, meh, it's good. But yeah, I agree. There is definitely coming hot off of Batman. It's lacking the it's lacking the iconicness of the villains. Like,
well, yeah, well, Batman's a show that's like driven by the villains, right? Like whatever episode you're watching, like the plot is driven by the thing that's Batman is being put up against.
Well, yeah.
Whereas here, like, it's really what we're driven by our heroes.
Sure.
And like villain stuff is just stuff that's happening.
Yeah. I agree though. I like the,
but like Parasite could just be a purple dude and I would be so much happier than a dude in armor.
Instead of the armor. Yeah. Yeah.
He could just be purple.
You could just be purple. Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's the classic version of Parasite. He's just a purple guy.
I don't know what I was expecting for this show. I guess I didn't mention it here, but I've like mentioned it a little bit in the Discord. Like my only expectation for the show was that somebody decided to make Lois Lane like just loose from Owl House. and it's incredible, mm-hmm. like in the best way. But other than that, I didn't really like, I didn't have any expectations going in. I thought Superman, like,
it is very funny that they cast that voice actress and just made Lois Lane have that same design, basically.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking great. It's so good. Like, someone even did funny. Like the thing where they like swap the lines, like they swap the voice, uh-huh. and it like works. I'm like, I'm not actually fully sure which is which. But for the Superman stuff, I thought that was like pretty cool. At first, I wasn't sure, like, him kind of coming into all of his powers, right? Because some of the stuff we've read, I mean, I guess in Superman, what is it? Smashes the Clan? Is it Smashes?
Yeah.
Does he discover he has heat vision in that? Is that a thing that he finds out in that comic? I think
yes. Okay. He learns during the course of that story.
Yes. And maybe...
Like, that is the other thing we've done that, like, has a Superman that is still discovering his powers.
And is that also the one
which is where, like,
he flies? I thought we did something... Probably. I thought we did something where, like, he was always jumping and, like, running fast, but then, like, he gets a pep talk and he can fly.
That probably happens in Superman the Clan. Because, like, originally in the comics, Superman just jumped.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until Well, I think the first time he flies is just, like, an art mistake.
Hell yeah.
But then, like, the radio show, the radio drama just has him flying,
mm-hmm.
I think, is, like, the first time where it's, like, codified that Superman just flies.
Sure.
So like, when you're doing Superman origin stuff, I actually think it's interesting to have him discover his powers as you go along, because that's like Superman as he existed, he got more and more powers as he was existing originally.
Yeah. And
until they walk stuff back.
See, the contrast is some of the other shit we've done is like Superman fucking deep into his career. Like, it's Kingdom Come Superman, where, like, Kryptonite just does fuck all against him at that point, right?
That's true. Yeah, when you get to Kryptonite here, and it's like...
Dude.
Immediately incapacitating him, I'm like...
Yeah.
That's lame.
I mean...
But...
See, for me, I'm like, it's kind of cool, because, like, I haven't fucking really encountered it too much.
Yeah.
So... And I mean, I like both things in concept. I just thought, for me, the him discovering his powers in this, like, I thought it was pretty well done, and it was pretty cool. Like, kind of the slow reveal, right? Like, he's kind of hearing shit, and he's like, what? He's hearing more shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Like, one day he wakes up with super hearing, basically.
Yeah.
And he could hear the whole city.
Yeah.
And it kind of drives him
nuts.
Dude,
that actually answered a thing I've, like, we've talked about a little bit, and talked about similar stuff. I'll say similar stuff, kind of, with like Batman. But for Superman, it's kind of this idea of, like, you know, why does he pick and choose? You know, there's so much going on and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, that's why he picks and chooses. Fucking look at the man. He's just dying on his feet, like, helping every single person. Literally, like, oh, he's Superman, but he's not, like, fucking God. So, I thought that was great. For someone like me, and anyone who, like, was maybe, like, having this as more of an entry point, I think that's super important, because that is a question when you're, like, if he can do everything, why doesn't he do everything? It's like, because he actually kind of can.
Mm-hmm. He can't do everything. He can do a lot, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's worthwhile showing him do a lot, which is, like, a thing that, like, when you're making a movie about Superman, that's the thing that really gets lost.
Yeah.
Like, it's just too easy for that for you to not have time to do that and for that to fall away.
Yeah. And they even got, like, I forget if it was in that episode or, like, the next one, because they kind of bled into each other, if I recall, but him, like... the thing where, like, he's doing all this shit and everybody loves him, and then he, like, fucks up. Not necessarily even fucks up, but, like, he saves a person once and it has a, less than desirable outcome for someone else. I think he like wrecks a truck or something, or someone else gets in a, they don't, nothing serious happens, but like it's bad. And then people start shitting on him a little bit. He's like, should I, like, he's questioning stuff and everything. I think that's really important too. Cause like, you know, sometimes shit has ramifications, especially if you're like stopping a truck with your fucking arm or whatever. Like that truck's going to be in a bad state. I don't know. I like all that shit.
Which, well, also one of my points against the way they do the military stuff in this is the way they're like, that they had like the Kryptonian invasion in the past, which is why the government's built up all this anti-Superman stuff before Superman even shows up. I kind of don't like, just because it feels like it cheats.
Yeah.
Where it is like, if you're going to do this story of the government not trusting Superman, like it's worth it to have the time of spend the time with just Superman being beloved. And then over time that changing.
Yeah.
And like people having questions because of, you know, super villain shit happens or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did,
and I'm, yeah, maybe I'm saying this because I've seen a thing that built it up slowly over time, you know, that had the luxury.
Yeah, it's a thing we're also working, but like, with, like what, 10 episodes? 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Season one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, you know, I'll say it here, the 90s Superman cartoon, it's not going to build up that much ongoing plot over its first 10 episodes, right? Like, it's going to take its time.
Oh, I'm shocked.
For stuff to build up.
Shocked.
Because it existed in a different,
oh yeah,
in a whole different era of TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But like there's a lot of this. So like, but for me, when I'm watching this, I'm seeing it as like, oh, they're doing this plot because it was done so well previously, but they're shortcutting a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I see what's missing or whatever. So that's just like they introduce Amanda Waller here, but like this Amanda Waller is nothing because we barely see her do anything, and we like don't really have a feel for her.
Yeah.
How
did you? Because again, I,
and like the other, so the what is the,
yeah,
other,
go on.
So like on the one hand, I feel like they're chasing some of the older stuff, the like some of the best stuff from the older stuff in terms of like doing this anti-Superman stuff. While on the other hand, there's no Lex Luthor in this show, which feels like they're like terrified of the version of Lex Luthor from those older cartoons because he's really good. That's where it feels like. Also, like, just like they, why isn't Lex Luthor in this show? I feel like Lex Luthor would make this better.
I was kind of wondering about that, and honestly, thinking if they were going to like have him come in like season two or something, like they're waiting to have him be a reveal. I think.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I assume.
I wanted to ask, how do you...
Basically, we get Ivo as like discount Lex Luthor, who just like has a much quicker fall from grace than Lex would have.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to ask, how are there any, like, I guess the more numerous count is villains, but are there like people that are completely new to this show, or is pretty much everyone a riff on previous characters? Because for me, I have no idea. When every time a new villain would get revealed, I'm like, this is probably somebody, but I don't know.
I think it's mostly, I don't know, like some of the, so they do Inner Gang, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Inner Gang is actually a gang and not like some teens.
Yeah, sure.
I forget what is Innergang is like inspired by like something real, I think. I forget the origins of Innergang. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Look up trivia. Trivia? No trivia. No. I mean, it's a like Jack Kirby idea.
Yeah.
And like the kids on the with like on the bikes, the like little kids. Sure. That's based on another Jack Kirby idea, the Newsboy Legion.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's just like gangs of street urchin boys was like a thing Jack Kirby was into doing. That. Like there was a version he had in Marvel too. For the Thing.
Hell yeah.
Like the Boys of Yancey Street or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. But like Livewire, that's, I think she's originally from the 90s. Superman. Yeah. Livewire was originally created for the 90s Superman cartoon. And that's just a different character who also has lightning powers.
Gotcha.
She's like a radio DJ that like turns into Electro.
I mean, I thought her design was pretty cool. That's like, I like a lot of the character designs and shit, but like, yeah, that the tech mm-hmm. stuff just kind of meh.
Like we get this version of Slade that I don't know why you would reference that. Like that's not a supervillain villain. That's
which
like
one is Slade.
He's like the military guy with the sword.
Oh, okay. Fucking Borderlands guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And like that character has so much more going on that you would never get into in this show. And that's
that
like
makes,
a pull that I'm
that
like
makes sense.
You're just making a reference to make a reference here.
Sure.
But like Lois's dad being a military guy, that's classic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like doing anything with him, I don't know about, but just that idea. Like, this feels more like, the way they do it here feels more like they're just stealing from the Hulk with Thunderbolt Ross stuff.
I'll take your word for it, yeah. This means nothing to me.
Because, like, the main dynamic of Hulk stories is, of, like, classic Hulk stories, is Thunderbolt Ross just fucking hating the Hulk and hunting him endlessly. Mm. Whereas his daughter is like in love with Bruce Banner, and Bruce Banner's in love with her.
Gotcha.
That's like the classic setup.
Yeah.
Like having him have a change of heart, though. That no, that's not Thunderbolt Ross would be the guy who would never change his mind. until he died. And came back, and even then, not till later. Well, though he eventually became a Hulk because comics just have to keep going but.
Naturally. I mean, I like that we got the change of heart here, but also I thought the lead up to it was stupid as hell. My guy,
the lead up is stupid.
You just watched,
but it's
him.
Like.
Literally, which was great. Superman sacrificing himself, like, shit
yeah.
was good. It got me. Again, I'm not used to this.
Mm-hmm,
so like,
totally.
This is like my.
But we
Superman.
Just spent.
But the dude, like, just immediately, like,
you just
wants to put a bullet.
They
in?
We. No, we spent too much of the season building that character up. And like the payoff is that he's Lois's dad, but. Even then, I'm mostly still like, okay, this is fine, but you could have used this time. This time could have been better spent on a more compelling villain, realistically.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
although one that would have, because I don't think the payoffs into the family life really fucking matter.
Sure.
They're not that interesting.
Sure.
That, like, Lois's dad kind of sucks. You could do that without making him, like, the grand villain of this season.
Yeah.
Just have her have a dad that kind of sucks. yeah. And then the bigger thing, and the thing is, like, when I saw Amanda Waller, like, super early, I was like, uh-oh. Just because, like, there's so much there, and the show does not get close to it.
Sure.
Of, like, what's good about that character.
I just... It was just infuriating to me, like... Superman clearly knows fucking nothing. Like, there's nothing you can do to, like, verify that he's not. You can't, like, have an analyst in there, like, looking at his face or whatever, or some shit where you're like, I was there on zero day. I know what you're doing. He's like, what the fuck is zero day? I don't know. Like, you're just fucking talking at him and clearly has no fucking idea. Oh, it's just infuriating to watch.
Yeah.
And
there's just... There's just, like, there's nothing behind it.
Well,
because we're gonna have to talk about this kind of plot again, but there's gonna be so much more meat to talk about.
Yeah,
when they do it in the in the 90s stuff.
I guess kind of related to the invasion. Like, obviously the design in the flashback is like they look like Superman, right? They got the kind of emblem thing. Mm-hmm. They got the suit, the cape, all that shit. And then he goes to his, I assume it's his dad. Yeah, it's his dad, because we got the dialogue, like, my son, except Superman can't understand him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, talking about how he's not going to let the invasion happen, all that stuff. Like, I like Superman being in that way, because he doesn't know, he's just working with what he's got, but
yeah,
he trusts the military has intel for some reason, which is his fuck up. What do you think of, like, the stuff with, like, his dad and, like, that sort of shit? Because I know nothing about that, so I'm looking at it, I'm like, I think this is all right, but also it kind of infuriates me watching him not understand, and, like, they didn't, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, the him not understanding the language, like Kryptonian, that's a total invention of this show. I've never seen that done before.
I don't like it. I'd rather him.
Well, yeah, because it's just like, it's like trying to build, it's like building mystery for that character that we as the audience don't have.
Yeah.
Like... Like, I know way too much about Superman's origin. And even, like, you know too much just by fucking cultural osmosis.
Cultural osmosis, and even in, like, the fact that we get it revealed immediately just kills any of it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be different if it was just, like, a dude, or if they even didn't show him fully or something. Because I think as soon as you see him, you're like, wow, is this fucking beacon of light? Maybe his father? I don't know. It kind of would make sense. Mm-hmm. I've seen movies before. I know how media works. I think having him less
and I also
would be good.
I also think it kind of makes it too easy then for Superman to say, like, oh yeah, I'm just a human from Kansas or whatever, and, like, these are my parents. Like,
yeah.
Having the full story, but him still feeling like Ma and Pa Kent are his parents, I feel like hits better.
Yeah.
Because they are the ones that raised him.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, having this relationship to his history, I think it's additive. I don't think you need to cut it out. Also, I just think he should have the Fortress of Solitude, and it's a big door with a big key that only he can lift because he's Superman.
Hell yeah. Now you're talking.
And they haven't done, They haven't done that idea since before the first Superman movie, where in that movie they made the Fortress of Solitude crystals, and now it's been crystals ever since. Mm. What if it was just a big door with a big key? That's so much cooler.
Look, I think ship is pretty cool. I like the ship. I just, it felt like it went weird. Also, I feel like I'm in a weird, I have just enough knowledge to, like, make the waters muddy. I feel like if I knew nothing and I was coming into this, it'd actually be better because then I wouldn't know. But now I feel, like, more muddied, especially kind of with the ending we get. Because, like, I know enough about how Krypton works and how, like, you know, on a general level, obviously. I guess I like the stuff about kryptonite confused me a little bit, I guess. And just who's on what side, maybe, kind of. I don't know. Because, like,
I don't even know what you mean.
My understanding is that he gets strong because of the yellow sun, right? And he goes back. My understanding is that he goes back to the planet Krypton, if it exists, and he's just a dude, right?
Well, if you're under Krypton, existed under a red sun.
Oh, it existed under a red sun. You would have no power. Sun. So kryptonite is just
kryptonite is like also like kind of just a whole different avenue because it's like radiation.
Sure.
That's like toxic to him.
Is kryptonite not from Krypton? Sounds like it would be.
It is, but it's like not. It's not that it's just like
a normal material. Okay, that makes more sense.
It doesn't just like make him lose his powers, right? Like it's
It's actively detrimental. Like sick, it's making him fucked up. So it's like us walking. It's like us being normal, but then you walk into a cave and you find fucking plutonium, and then you have a bad time.
Yes. Okay.
That makes far more sense. That answers a few questions. And see, like, we've read a bit, but, like, I still don't know. You know?
And, like, in the Silver Age, they invented lots of different kinds of other kinds of kryptonite that do different and weird things to Superman.
Yeah, like, turn him into a gorilla or something. I don't know.
Or like, red kryptonite makes him evil.
Naturally.
I think there's even rainbow kryptonite. I forget what that does.
You know what it does.
Oh, periwinkle kryptonite.
Periwinkle kryptonite. Fuck yeah.
It causes him to lose all of his inhibitions.
Which kryptonite causes him to go full Dr. Doom when he's... What is he giving? What's the word I'm looking for? What does he give up? His, like, regret or whatever?
I mean, I would think that would be red, which, like, the red Superman turns him into King Superman.
Mm. So, related to Krypton and, like, the shit that kind of... I guess, like, knowing how the kryptonite works... more clearly kind of clears up this shit, but we got that stuff at the end where we get
with Brainiac.
I assumed somebody that people will recognize who aren't me. Right, what's going on there? Because you just who are those people? Because we got like
Brainiac.
Yeah. Did they even name him in the show? Aside from like he's labeled, but I'm saying like in the episode itself, did they like say his name?
I think so. I think they say Brainiac.
Okay. I didn't recall it honestly. So it's been a minute since
I would have to double check, but it's definitely it was like clearly Brainiac.
Yeah. So. Well, for people who know who Brainiac is. So are those, I mean, it says a crypto.
Well, here's the thing about Brainiac. Brainiac's been a lot of different things.
Gotcha.
Over the years. Originally, I think he's just green Lex Luthor. It's like, like evil space alien Lex Luthor, in which he's just Luthor but green.
Hell yeah.
I think that's like the originals. I'm not 100% on that. But I think that's just like what Brainiac original was. And then he becomes a robot. And then I think it's the 90s cartoon that even links him further into Kryptonian stuff.
Okay.
Like I think that's the first time that like makes him, he was like on that show, he's, which is like happens at the beginning of that show, he's like Brainiac is the Kryptonian supercomputer basically.
Gotcha.
But like in comics originally he was this green alien and then he got like reinvented as this robot.
Okay. And they're
And then there's like later in comics there have been like attempts to like merge all those different versions and say they were all one thing.
Sure. Well, he says there's like Earth is rebelling.
Does he? I don't remember the words that
he
says.
Something about, because he's like, I mean, I guess this is part of like their little mystery shit that they got set up where like you have to figure out what
they're just
mean.
Turning the Kryptonians. They're just they're like fully completing the Ouroboros and turning the Kryptonians into Saiyans.
Dude, I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, Hank talked a lot about how they turned Goku into Superman. Now it kind of, this sounds familiar.
If you turn the Kryptonians into, well, it's funny because like if you turn the Kryptonians into like warmongers, you're literally just turning them into like their version of Superman stuff from Invincible, right?
Yeah.
It's just funny.
But are they?
But like,
wait.
But it could just be like a faction of Kryptonians. Or like, and like a faction of Kryptonians that have or become more warlike, having survived the destruction of their planet or whatever, right?
Okay, so those were Kryptonians.
That are like, I guess.
So we have like, because like Superman's dad is clearly good. Right? Because I was thinking that the whole time.
Yeah, like, well, Superman's dad is dead. He's like a hologram computer or whatever.
Fucking splitting hairs, this guy. The hologram of Superman's dead dad is good, it seems like. Because, they were talking, you know, we get like the Zero Day invasion shit. They look similar. I'm like thinking to myself, again, working with extremely limited knowledge and oddly shaped puzzle pieces, I'm like, I don't know, I guess like maybe the white could be like a misdirect, like the white glowing goodness could be like a misdirection or something. Doesn't seem like they're leading to that, but like, I guess. No. And then, at the end, that's what confused me, because it seemed like they were Kryptonians, but like, then why are they bad? Like some, I don't know, and it could be like to the point.
Well, like
because I thought they were all good.
The idea of like, the idea of like the evil Kryptonians, the evil Superman thing is like from Superman. Well, I don't. It like the point where it becomes like a big idea in Superman. I think like I don't know how if it was even in comics like Superman 2. Introduces that idea, the second big Superman movie.
Okay.
That those are the villains are General Zod, evil.
Yeah.
And then and like those are the villains in Man of Steel.
Okay.
You know, because you're making movies, so you have to have Superman fight the evil Superman.
Naturally.
You know?
There's nothing else.
There's not, what else could you do? What other ideas are there? Can't have a giant key. That's stupid.
Okay. Well, that clears a lot of that up.
Okay, he is from the Silver Age.
Because that was like the big thing that I was just completely.
Yeah, it's just like one of those things that was like a piece of the Superman mythos, because you've done a million Superman stories. Eventually, you land on evil Kryptonians that survived or whatever. But because of like the way modern media works, that becomes a much more prevalent idea.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like a bigger thing than like a thing you do for a one-off.
So this is it was kind of related to the Krypton thing, I guess. Like the knowing that idea actually kind of furthers it a little, but so we get the idea of like evil Clark Kent in this series also. Like specifically Clark Kent slash Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get multiverse stuff of evil Supermen from other universes.
First off, I'm glad we didn't hang out in the multiverse too long, because a little of that goes a very long way for me. Man, those Loises refused. Like, why are they so jaded? I mean, I guess I know why they're jaded, but like, they also weren't listening. Nobody's listening. Like,
nobody's listening.
Oh, just because your Clark Kent is bad, they all got to be bad now? You got guilty until proven innocent?
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. That shit was still, like, I thought it overall was still fine, but it was just, again, like, come on, guys, look at him. Look at his sweet little face.
Mostly I found it funny as, like, a meta thing of, like, how prevalent evil Superman stories are.
I did...
Like, yeah, evil Superman, it's just a thing. It's an idea you have to contend with.
I like their little bit about, like, Lois Prime or whatever. Are they, like, like our Lois, what's-his-name is like, you know, you're kind of like her. Like, she didn't trust anyone either. Like, she also thought a lot of stuff was bullshit. That was good. That was cool. Mm-hmm. It made me happy.
Yeah, man.
We also got a lot of... For other stuff I really liked, I don't even know what to refer to the trope as. Like a hard committal without knowing what's on the bottom. So in Lois's case, that's a literal jump off a building to prove that Clark Kent is Superman. Which
that is the most Lois Lane thing to do.
Yeah, like that shit was...
that was fucking perfect. Like,
that shit was great. And then the other one that like sticks out in my mind, just the kind of, I don't know, the kind of moment that I just really love is like Superman stepping in front of the fucking lasers in front of Lois. And she's like, how did you're bulletproof? Mm-hmm. Or like, how'd you know you would be fine? He's like, I didn't. Like, uh-huh. That shit is just so good. It's what I crave. Like, yeah, that's like such a huge thing, even with the limited Superman stuff we've done. That's like the shit that I really gravitate towards is like him not knowing that he'll be okay or thinking he won't be okay. And he still does the fucking thing to save people or a person.
Yeah.
And it's just, it fucking gets me every time. It's just so good.
Yeah, man. Superman's just good. He's going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That's just, he's Superman.
See, he's going to do the right thing, but I like that we get a lot of the like kind of human like Clark Kent-y stuff where he's also going to be a fucking worrywart about whether he's doing the right thing because he needs to do the right
thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. He wants to do the right thing.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know, the reveal and stuff. For him, like specifically,
that's like why a conspiracy thing is like a good ongoing thing for Superman to have to deal with, because it's a problem he can't solve by punching.
Yeah.
So it like makes for a good like ongoing thing. I just wish that thing were Lex Luthor and not this fucking version of the government stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what if it were just an asshole businessman?
His coming out as Superman to Lois was good, obviously, but to Jimmy was also great, because Jimmy was like, yeah, no shit. He's like, what? How'd you know? He's like, you destroyed our doorknob day zero.
Like, that all is so funny. Incidents. I love that Jimmy is mad at him because, like, of course I fucking do. And Lois is mad at him because he lied to her.
Yeah.
She can't deal with lying.
Yeah.
Strong anti-lying.
I mean, I get it. But, like, I also liked how they kind of... They let her work through that, I think, in a way that felt pretty good. Like, she was mad about it, but then she's seeing all this other shit and like, oh, I guess I get it a little. Like, I'm still not happy about it, but, like, goddamn.
Yeah. And I will say, like, you know, for classic Superman stories, these characters knowing Clark is Superman is like not a thing. Oh, that's yeah, such a modern superhero thing of like just
yeah, that,
get not having not doing the super identity thing because it's played
that
out.
That was my understanding.
And because it like rides it like it's so hard to say they're a good person when they're gaslighting everyone who's close to them.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a really good way of doing the reveal, like specifically like him working with Lois to, like, find out who Superman is. Like,
yeah,
that shit's pretty solid. And because like we get to see her, like, she notices shit because like he's trying to hide it, right? Like, he rips out the page of the newspaper or whatever and then she immediately notices it. Like,
yes,
but then it comes back.
That shit's all like, that shit's also good. Like, the attention to detail and that stuff. Oh.
Yeah.
And they're just fucking adorable.
They're so cute.
You know?
They're so good. Dude, fucking...
Like, just them blushing about each other. God, it's so just... Much, it all... So much fucking it's, blushing. It's so good.
Who's the billionaire? It's Ivo? Anthony? Yeah, Anthony Ivo.
Yeah.
Fucking... Him talking to Clark Kent about like all the single women or whatever, and then it cuts to Lois fucking like spilling cake and then eating it.
That's so fucking
and then,
good.
And then Superman is like, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it's so good.
Incredible, dude.
It's so good.
No, it like any of that, just any qualms about like the villain stuff or whatever, like completely overridden by that end of things. It's just incredible. Mm-hmm. It's so sweet. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Do we...
Characters that they changed a lot. Brain and Monsieur Malat are just supervillains in other stuff. Oh. They are in love, but they're supervillains.
Okay. I mean, I kind of suspected a little bit, like, that they weren't just how they were here, but to be honest, I really liked how they were here. Like, it was fun.
It was very funny.
Yeah. I think if you're used
but
to
them, villains, but them being in love, not a new idea.
Yeah, that tracks. Oh, that was pretty good.
I kind of think this design for Mr. Mitzitz Picklick, I get it, but also it's kind of cowardice.
Why? Because he's not as silly?
Because he's not just a guy in a purple hat.
I mean, yeah, I'm looking at the Wikipedia thing right now. He does have a purple hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just like, you know. He's just a little guy.
He's a little guy.
And not like a little gremlin or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought he was fine. It's not my favorite, but like it was fine. It was okay. He had some good bits.
I'm glad they did it because it was like the one piece of like really Superman like enemy kind of thing to do.
Sure.
That's just like there's more like they tied it into like a bunch of plot bullshit instead of him just like being there to fuck with Superman and then going away.
Yeah, yeah.
but you know, as is the want with serialized television of today.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah. Mr. Picklick, who only shows up, the classic Mr. Picklick story is he shows up, is just a fucking giant nuisance, and Superman just has to trick him into saying his own name backwards or whatever. And then he goes away.
That's pretty good.
It's like total nonsense. And it's funny to me that the fourth dimensional character for Superman exists just to fucking be a nuisance, whereas the fourth dimensional character for Batman is Batmite, who's just a huge Batman fanboy.
Oh, that's incredible. Oh my god, it's him.
They also got rid of Mr. Mittens Biglake's hot wife.
Excuse me? Clicking on the Wikipedia link now. Where is she? Probably not on here. Fucking cowards. Other versions. Reception. Fictional character biography. They don't have, where's the wife? What's her name? Just wife of...
fucking remember.
I can't either. Like, this is...
I also
don't... This Wikipedia page is dense as shit.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Oh, that's a girlfriend.
Maybe it's just a girlfriend.
Ms.
Yes. Yes. That's it.
Yeah, she's just... Okay, Gizby. Yeah. She's just like a... Like, literal classic 50s redhead pinup.
Yeah. So he's like, he's basically Roger Rabbit, and she's Jessica Rabbit.
Hell yeah.
Effectively.
That's pretty good. Yeah, man.
So, like, she just wants him to come home and, you know, bang. And he's like, no, I have to mess with Superman.
Look, it's called having a priority. Man knows what he's about. Man.
Okay, she's from 64. That's her first appearance.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That makes sense. That's, when was Mrs. Book like? 44. Yeah.
Yeah. That checks out. Looking, when do we...
But, like, he's basically, like, the Great Gazoo, right? Like, from the Flintstones.
Gotcha.
It's like, when you're just, like, out... It's, like, the thing you introduce when you're out of ideas in, like, a long-running thing. It was just like, what if there was just a powerful jerk who could do anything?
Yeah.
And was just there to... make mischief.
I'm seeing that the second season is currently in production. That's nice. I'm not trustful these days about second seasons.
Second seasons. No. Yeah, I don't know. I got no ideas.
It was just a very fun time. I also,
it was pretty good.
I think this is also something specifically in, I was totally fine watching it. Like, it was just week to week, right? Yeah, it was week to week. I was totally fine doing that. I think I would have found the military stuff a little less annoying if I could have just like popped through it, because then it's just done, you know, just nonstop Lois and Superman. Easy.
But I don't know. I liked just checking in with Lois and Clark every week.
That was very nice, no? Though. You're right. Also, like, yeah, I guess...
Like, considering that it's the slice of life stuff that I really liked and I didn't actually care about the ongoing plot, just, like, getting a check-in every week It's kind of, or like every couple weeks as and I like watch two episodes or whatever.
Imagine if we got even less kind of, military stuff and even more slice of life stuff.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, that's all I want. That's the thing. We get all these streamlined shows these days, all these 10-episode seasons. Give me the same plot of the 10 episodes, but, like, give me 10 more. Just slide in some just daily nonsense.
Yeah. Because the daily nonsense here, oh, it's so it's good. Incredible. It's so fucking good. Oh, I just like these characters.
Yeah, man. They're very good. They're very likable.
Also, having Clark and Jimmy be like the same age, good change compared to other versions.
Yeah, because he's usually like super younger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it works well. I mean, as I said, like I was annoyed at the conspiracy stuff with Jimmy, but like ate my words on it. Yeah. I do like having them as a trio. Like that feels very fun.
Yeah. No, but like the idea that Jimmy Olsen is Superman's best pal, it like in older stuff just feels like a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas here it's just like
it makes sense.
Feels genuine. Yeah. It's like, yes, they're roommates, and
I think I
have been best friends.
I do think a little more. Jimmy needed a little more leeway. He was getting like some. So sometimes, like with the camping thing or whatever, when they were gonna look for Bigfoot or
yeah.
or whatnot, like that, I understand. Mm-hmm. Like they just didn't show up, and that feels really shitty and blah blah blah. But there were some times when he was like getting a little huffed, and I'm like, dude, can't you see a budding romance right in front of you? Come on, be cool.
Yes, I also think, given the fact that he knew Clark was Superman, he could have been a little more chill about his alien
like
stuff.
Yeah.
Like.
I knew you'd be cool,
yeah.
Dude. Be cool.
Be a little more chill about this.
Yeah.
Come on. You're killing your bud here. Killing it.
I think it's also because, like, I mean, I guess I got to backtrack a little. I guess it's a little more acceptable because they all are, like, younger, you know? Like, not yeah. like I guess, mm-hmm. like, they're all interns, so, like, what, early 20s?
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, that's...
Mm-hmm.
They're babies. They're still figuring out shit.
They're
man.
Babies! They're babies!
I gotta give them a little bit of slack on that one.
They're just little wheel babies.
Little baby Superman.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the show's good.
It's a good time. I'm looking forward to more.
Yeah.
As long as they keep up the the good shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not that excited for their version of Brainiac, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, I don't, like, the Krypton whatever shit could, like,
yeah,
take it or leave it. I just hope we keep getting more cutesy relationship shit. Which,
and also it's the fact that they haven't introduced Lex Luthor yet means they can't do the version of Lex Luthor where the reason he hates Superman is because Superman interrupted his experiments that made him go bald.
I mean, they could still easily do that.
That it's Superman's fault that he's bald.
They could easily do that.
It's true. But you wouldn't have had it happen when he was younger. He wouldn't have lived
yeah,
with baldness
okay.
for many
yeah,
years
okay,
or whatever.
You could do it in a flashback. Easy.
One of my favorite things in an alternate universe Superman thing was in a version where Lex things happen differently and Lex just had hair. And then when he loses his hair, he's like, all these years, my hair had been holding me back.
Oh my god. Oh, that's incredible.
Stop me from reaching my true potential. Down.
That's good shit.
Yeah. All right, let's end this podcast, and then I can go try and find that panel. Oh, here it is. Now I can send it to you.
Yeah, hit me.
And read out the actual line. Now I feel stronger than ever. My hair had become just another reminder of how Jor-El was stifling me all these years, keeping me from realizing my true potential.
That's so fucking good. The anti-Samson.
It's just like
that is super good, dude.
So dumb.
Love it.
SaltCirclePodcast@gmail.com, SaltCirclePod on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Comic Panels.
My Adventures with Superman is very good. Highly recommend, especially if you want the cutesy relationship shit. This is where it's at.
Mm-hmm. You just want good characters blushing.
Oh, they blush so much. It's great.
Because they're into each other. It's good that, shit.
Those hand brushes, he like catches her. Like, oh my god.
All top tier stuff.
Yeah.
Peace.